I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 583, Fish Don't Fight. You've probably heard the expression, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. The point is kind of obvious. When we don't have a focus, a purpose, a goal that we're working on together, when life is drifting aimlessly, well, trouble comes. I'm sure you can think of some times in your childhood, or maybe even in your adulthood, when boredom and opportunity combined to lead you into trouble, something you later regretted. It even happens among the people of God. Today, in a world of division and strife, God's people have found all kinds of things to fight about: masks, vaccines, politics of every stripe, and more. But you know what? Jesus called us to fish, not fight. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love one another just like Jesus has loved us. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? And it looks more and more obvious when we're fishing, not fighting. Jesus said, "I will make you fishers of men." In other words, you will be involved in the process of setting the world right, not by politics or policies, but by Jesus. In fact, Paul said it pretty plainly to the Corinthians. So from now on, regard one another not from a worldly point of view. Though once we regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone and the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us, here it is, here's the partnership, here's the fishing, gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors. As though God were making his appeal through us, we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Do you see the partnership there? You say, okay, Pastor Tim, that's a good scripture and all, but what's your point? Well, in the book In the Eye of the Storm by Max Lucado, he spells it out for us. He wrote, when those who are called to fish don't fish, they fight. And when those who are called to fish fish, they flourish. And just to mix the metaphors a bit, he says this: leave soldiers inside the barracks with no time on the front line and see what happens to their attitude. The soldiers will invent things to complain about. The bunks are too hard. The food is too cold. The leadership is too tough. The company is too stale. Yet those same soldiers in the trenches, all of a sudden when they're ducking bullets, what was boring seems like a haven. The beds would feel great. The food would be almost ideal. The leadership courageous and the company exciting. It kind of reminds me of a Steve Camp song. Some people want to live within the sound of chapel bells. I want to run a mission a yard from the gates of hell. And with everyone you meet, I'll take them the gospel and share it well. And look around you as you hesitate for another soul to tell. Let's run to the battle. Run to the battle. Do you have your armor on? We're in the middle of a raging war. We've been training for so long. We have learned how to use his sword. We may not be many, but we serve a mighty Lord, and he's made us more than conquerors. So what are you waiting for? Let's run to the battle. We've got to run, run to the battle. He has trampled down the enemy and given us the victory, and we pray we learn to see that his army, we're marching on our knees. Here's the great question. Do a heart check today. Have you got sucked into the wrong battle of politics or social division? And if so, what's your way back? Or to flip the image, have you stopped fishing and started fighting? Let's pray. May the Lord help us to go now. The world is waiting. Go now, as God gives us the power. Go now, for he is with us. Go now, for now is the time to go. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 584. In the meantime, I really believe that God wants to do a mighty work right here, right now, in this world, with his people. We are God's people for this time, even this chaotic time. There's so much good to be done. And you and I are the hands and feet of Jesus. So, let's run to the battle. Or, to put it another way, let's fish, don't fight.